This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
The ball is now in the United States court on a major trade deal offer by Taiwan, and Washington trade experts say the U.S. should act despite long misgivings about the impact of trade with China. Taiwan President Tsai Ing-wen's strategically timed offer to loosen import restrictions on U.S. pork and beef with mean-leatness additive ractopamine could end decades of stalemate on a trade deal. That's if U.S. Trade Rep Robert Lighthizer and some key lawmakers stop favoring China amid rising tensions over trade, military, and COVID-19. American Farm Bureau Executive Director Dale Moore wants a balanced approach not based on political whims.
We want the United States doing everything it can to get both China, mainland China, and Taiwan as solid, stable markets. And we'll certainly pass that along to not only folks on Capitol Hill, but to folks in the executive branch as well.
Moore suggests a deal with Taiwan could even hasten a Phase 2 deal with China. Taiwan is the United States' fifth largest market for agricultural goods. U.S.-Taiwan Business Council President Rupert Hammond Chambers talks about Trade Ambassador Robert Lighthizer putting China ahead of Taiwan on trade deals.
If Mr. Lighthizer is thinking about a choice between one side or the other, he's making a false choice. The other fear I have is that USTR will pocket this concession, and all they'll do is relaunch the Trade and Investment Framework Agreement, the TIFA, which they have had on hold since 2016.
Which is a much more modest trade platform. The Business Council echoed the earlier call of more than 160 U.S. House members of both parties for the U.S. Trade Representative to launch a trade deal with Taiwan as soon as possible. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue last week has hinted at more coronavirus food assistance program aid for farmers could be on the horizon. Perdue confirmed that the Department of Agriculture is confirming shortly after Labor Day of offering a second wave of CFAP relief during a press call. Funding of the next round of payments would come from the additional $14 billion that Congress allowed in the Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Security Act to replenish the Commodity Credit Corporation after July 1st of this year. Many agriculture groups say more relief is needed for farmers as the first wave of CFAP will close a week from Friday on September 11th. Although farm groups are lobbying for even more aid, like the $20 billion included in the failed Senate aid package back in July, lawmakers are expected to begin to try in September to pass another round of economic stimulus, but it's uncertain if ag will even be included. And taking a look at the latest crop news, it's the demand side of the equation that's likely preventing a stronger corn price rally as opposed to the strong rally seen in soybeans lately. That's just the bottom line of it all, according to Todd Hubbs of the Illinois Extension.
Because when you look at USDA's projections, to me, they're in the high end of the set of possibilities for consumption in 2021 based on the economic conditions we're in right now.
Hubbs, who is an ag economist at the U of I, says if corn consumption is to be as large as the USDA is projecting, it will require a very low price.
But when you sit down and look at just use in total, you know, they're projecting 14.775 billion bushels of use, and that's up over a billion bushels from the present marketing year. So to do that kind of use, you know, we're going to need really strong feed use, which is feasible. You know, we saw the cattle on feed report come out last Friday. There's a lot of placement. There's a lot of hogs out there. Will that continue all through 21? That's a big question, considering where the prices have been over the last couple of months.
USDA has also paid corn exports above 2 billion bushel. Again, feasible, says Hubbs, but it will require low prices to entice buyers away from the competition of South America. And then there's ethanol and the ongoing coronavirus pandemic.
Corn use for ethanol is always a worry for me these days, and they've got it at 5.2 billion bushels. We're sort of sitting a little over almost 10% down on ethanol production from where it would typically be this time of year. And that looks like it's going to continue for a while because gasoline demand's flattened out, and we've seen ethanol exports be below last year's pace, you know, due to coronavirus.
USDA's demand projection just feels like it's way out on the high end of the range, according to Hubbs. And to get there, the price of corn will need to continue to stay low. And stay tuned, we'll have the latest local ag news for your Monday coming up next.
The weather, market conditions, sudden illness. These things may be out of your control, but you can control how they affect your farm. At Country Financial, our crop health coverage, fueled by GrainGuard, includes Good Samaritan, stored grain, and tornado coverage at no additional cost. Take simple steps to protect the future of your farm. Visit countrycrop.com today or call Wayne Schaefer at 498-5800.
Policies issued by Country Mutual Insurance Company in Bloomington, Illinois. Subject to policy terms and conditions, not available in all states.
Applying the right products to the right place is essential to each crop acre. That's why growers turn to M&M Service Company for custom application. Their applicators stay focused on what's ahead by applying accurate inputs at just the right time in the crop life cycle. M&M's custom applicators maximize each acre and ensure your fields are ready for what's next. Look to M&M Service Company for all your farming application needs. M&M Service Company, bringing you what's next.
Have you had your eye on a new Caterpillar machine? We have great news. Macoupin County Farm Bureau members can save up to $5,000 on the purchase or lease of eligible Cat machines, including wheel loaders, small and medium dozers, backhoe loaders, excavators, and more. Members also receive an additional $250 credit on work tool attachments purchased with new Cat machines. Not a Farm Bureau member? Call 217-854-2571 and join today.
Farmers, you know how important it is to have grain equipment functioning properly. In addition to making sure an elevator is always in tip-top shape, no matter the job, make sure your first and only call is to McAdams Millwright Service. McAdams serves local farmers looking to move their product, as well as large grain facilities looking to improve or upgrade their grain handling ability in order to stay ahead. Whatever the size of your project, call McAdams Millwright Services in Greenfield, 217-248-6879.
And we're back. You're on your Monday afternoon ag show, and we'll move right into local ag news. Earlier today, I was able to speak with Montgomery County Farm Bureau Manager Katie Wilson, and we talked about the upcoming Wind Farm meeting they'll be having coming up on Wednesday evening. And Katie is very thankful for being able to have a public meeting and being able to have somewhat of a bit of normalcy during this strange year that 2020 has been.
Just to talk a little bit about 2020, it has been a really strange year, and I'm thankful that we are starting to get back to normal. I think face masks are now a new part of that normal, but we're at least able to have some events with a limited number of people. And we were contacted by a few of our members. A wind farm company is prospecting some acreage in the Farmersville area of Montgomery County, and one of my board members was actually contacted. So we thought this would be a good opportunity to host a meeting to just give our members some information and let them ask questions if they have any. And that's going to be taking place, as you said, Wednesday evening, September 2nd at 6 p.m. That's taking place in our building in Hillsboro. The speaker will not be here in person, but we're going to be streaming a live video with some of the attorneys from Illinois Farm Bureau. So you can attend in person if you're comfortable with that. If your schedule doesn't allow or you're not comfortable due to the COVID restrictions, we also have a Zoom meeting option. And this meeting is for Farm Bureau members only. If you would like to attend in person or join us via Zoom, just give me a call at the office, make your reservation. And then if you choose the Zoom option, I can email you that meeting information directly. And again, that's Wednesday evening at 6 p.m., an informational meeting about wind farms in the county.
And since this is being prospected on farmers' land, I assume it has nothing to do with that single turbine they have up there on the old mine site just east of Farmersville. This is just going to be a prospect of a wind farm such as ones up north of Bloomington.
Yes, as far as I know, there's no correlation between the existing wind turbine and the company that is prospecting the acreage. They are a separate company, and this is a totally separate project, and they're looking to put in more than just one, as most companies do when they are looking for that type of project to go in. So no correlation, separate company, but it is, ironically, still in the same area of the county.
Okay, and since that is on the panhandle, that doesn't affect a whole lot of farmers in the county, but still that's a really good, rich agricultural area of the county. Some of the better land is in that part of the county.
Yeah, that's correct. As our listeners know, the soil types vary across Montgomery County, and definitely the productivity of that soil. And really, with Farm Bureau, we don't care what type of soil you have, but if someone is contacting you that is going to be talking to you about your private property rights and easements and all those conversations that farmers are so familiar with, we want to give you the proper information to let you make an informed decision. So that's the reason behind our meeting.
I also wanted to give Katie the opportunity to promote a new program that she'll be producing here for us at WSMI that'll be airing on the second Tuesday of every month. It'll be the Montgomery County Farm Bureau Report.
So I'm really excited to now be producing a monthly interview for WSMI, and we're going to be naming that something really original, the Montgomery County Farm Bureau Report, and it will be airing the second Tuesday, I think around the 8:30 time frame in the morning, so right after Spellbound gets started. And my reason for this report is just to speak with members and other people involved with Farm Bureau to inform listeners what we're doing, and just to get to know our membership and promote what we do. That's the whole reason for the report, is to talk about upcoming events and to highlight our members and the awesome things that they do for us in the county, and that just to realize that we would not be an organization without our membership. So we want to talk to some of those folks and let people know, hey, this is where they farm, this is their business, just things of interest to your listeners. So I'm really excited. The first one aired last month, and we have another one coming up the first Tuesday of September. So really looking forward to continuing that report into the future.
And again, of course, that was Montgomery County Farm Bureau Manager Katie Wilson. And the next installment of the Montgomery County Farm Bureau Report will be on Tuesday, September 8th, just past 8:30 in the morning, right here on WSMI FM. And that'll conclude your Ag News for this Monday afternoon. But remember, you can always send us your Ag News by an email at WSMI@WSMIRadio.com. So again, for this Monday afternoon, August 31st, this has been Gabe Osborne reporting WSMI Ag News.